They long for a better way of life, for the promise of a home. A home built on love and courage.
We're home.
We're home.
The land did its best to defeat them.
I lose those oxen, I can't make a crop. I can't make a crop, we lose everything.
But they kept the promise alive.
That when this family pulls together, we can do anything.
Come home to a simpler time. Come home to Little House on the Prairie.
An American original return, starting Monday at 4 on TV6.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to say hello and welcome you to the newest episode of Wagon Talks. Coming in about 2 weeks is a new podcast series that I am launching, which is named The Little House Book Club, which is about, yep, you guessed it, the books of Laura Ingalls Wilder. But we will also be expanding into the books from the cast members of Little House on the Prairie, the TV show. It is my hope to have fun discussions about the books in the same manner as Walnut Grove cast, but it's a work in progress that I am truly looking forward to. Also, there will be one more episode of Wagon Talks before I make my next big announcement, so stay tuned. In this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Cheyenne and Marissa. Well, we have hitched the team and we're going into town to get some gumdrops from the Olson Mercantile. I have Cheyenne Hampton. How are you doing, Cheyenne?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to pitch the team. I just stood there and watching you do it. You need the practice, Cheyenne.
Yes, so, I do.
We have Bunny pulling the wagon, and Bunny's getting old. So all that abuse from the Olsons. So first and foremost, who are you? And just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do, what you're all about.
Okay. Well, my name's Cheyenne Hampton, and I recently got married in September to my husband, Nathan.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Right now I'm not working. Neither of us are working right now. We both worked at the same place, but we decided to quit. And so now we're just kind of, you know, looking for something new.
I was in that same situation, by the way, when I got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife had just graduated, and I left the job that I was at a publishing company, and we're just like, you know what, let's get married while we're broke.
There you go. Yeah, we didn't plan on it. I mean, we both eventually wanted to leave that place, but it just kind of went downhill, and we both decided that, you know, our mental health was more important
It's really easy to make those big life decisions when you have a loved one, mm-hmm. and you're like, you know what? We're not going to have this opportunity forever. Create a lifestyle where we could sleep late sometimes.
True. Yes. So that's what we've been doing for awesome. A little over a month now, but we're trying to look for some new stuff, you know? So that's pretty much what we're doing. Just a whole lot of nothing really.
When did you first see Little House on the Prairie?
When I was a kid, like I was homeschooled for off and on when I was a kid. So my mom did a lot of, Little House on the Prairie with her. Mm-hmm. She had us watch Little House on the Prairie a lot. So, I was probably 7 or 8. And it's funny because my brother and I actually, and then a friend that used to come over, all the time, every summer, we actually used to dress up and play Little House on the Prairie.
I love that.
All the time. And I lived out in the country. And so we would just run down to the creek and, you know, out in the woods or whatever and just play Little House on the Prairie. And
I was like, seriously, LARPing. That's great.
We were, yes. I was Laura always because I had brown hair. And then my brother was Albert. And then my friend Sarah was Mary because she was blonde. So
now, was your brother ever Willy when he would get on your nerves?
Yeah, for sure.
I love Willy. Willy's one of my favorites.
I do too.
He's such one of those characters where he's like the annoying kid, but he's always funny. And then he grows up to be this like handsome, cool guy who can dress just as well as his screen father.
Yes, I do enjoy Willy.
Well, so do you remember your first episode as a kid, or maybe one that stood out? And also, do you remember as an adult watching it and kind of clicking all over again?
Probably the very first episode that I remember would probably most likely be the pilot movie. Just because I remember them losing Jack and then have them him Jack coming back. So
that's a pretty, for a kid, you know, of course, for an adult to lose a pet and not being able to find the pet amazingly upsetting.
Yes. Well, and I'm like, I'm such an animal person anyway, so that was just so heartbreaking to me to see that as a kid. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I was just so sad. But as an adult, I don't really remember. I do remember Sylvia a lot, and I just, it just doesn't sit well, obviously.
But... Of course. It's like, oh, my mom didn't let me watch this when I was 8.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I think that was probably the one that I remembered. I was like, oh my goodness. I cannot remember watching.
I hate blacksmiths.
I know. Yeah.
It's a crazy episode because even now when you watch it, it's, I don't know. It's a very powerful episode. If you could take away Little House on the Prairie, you have a you have kind of this really tragic love story.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with coming of age and there's a little bit of creepiness there. And it's a really, really deep episode. And
My husband actually, his family got me the whole box set for Christmas a couple of years ago.
I saw you posted a picture of it. It's the shape of the little house.
Yes, I love it so much. And he had never really seen it. He'd heard of it, but he started watching it with me. And we would actually come home before we were married to my apartment. And we would watch Little House on our lunch break. So every time that you mentioned whenever the, is it in France that they do that?
Yes. Yeah, it's like they have like a siesta. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, we do the same thing. It's so funny.
So is Nathan a fan as well?
He was at first. He was into it. But then like as it went on, he really didn't really care for it. Mm-hmm. And he especially hated Mrs. Olsen. But then it got to some of the darker episodes and he's like, oh my gosh, Cheyenne, why on earth would your mom let you watch this?
I don't want you watching it now.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Well, what about least favorite and most favorite episodes?
Okay, so I think that my least favorite, and I actually just watched this yesterday because I was just, I'm going through all the seasons and so I'm on season 9. And I saw this one and I was like, this is horrible. I just, I hate it.
Can I guess? Wait, can I guess?
Yes, you can guess.
Can I get a hint? Well, is it, the one with the orangutan?
No, it's not that one. It's the older brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's it's a weird one.
It was so weird. And they, I don't know. I just felt like they were really trying to push for something. I don't know. It just felt really weird. And like they were just digging at the last straw for something. Like, you know, I don't know. I just, and the acting was really horrible.
Well, For the Love of Blanche was also a very questionable episode, although I am releasing it soon. And, you know, a review I did with Kim. And I think that we had such a ball talking about that episode. So maybe we'll find a few new fans of it. But yeah, The Older Brothers, is it? Yeah. Is that the exact title? Yeah, I haven't seen that one in a long time. I love those newer episodes. I don't know why they resonate so much more with me now. Maybe because I never watched them, really.
Oh, like the season 9 and stuff?
Mm-hmm. They weren't really in syndication when I was a kid. You know, I'm a bit older than you. So when I was watching the reruns, the show was kind of either just off the air for 2 years or it was on the air. So, very different.
Yeah, I hadn't really seen very much of season 9 either. So I just, I mean, I don't even know that I've seen the orangutan ones. Like maybe I've seen clips of it, but not like the whole thing. So I think I've got another episode or two until I get to that one. But that one, and then I really don't like the Halloween Dream either.
That grew on me. But yeah, I can understand why you might not like, why anybody might not like.
Yeah.
What about favorite episodes?
My favorite episode, I think, is definitely Whatever Happened to the Class of 56.
Great episode.
Yes, I really love that one. And I think I really like it because they kind of show Charles and Caroline in a different setting. I mean, most of the time, you know, they're surrounded by their kids. It's all about, you know, the kids and that kind of thing. But this time they get to have a little, you know, fun to themselves. And I really like how Charles and Caroline both kind of put those other people in their places.
No, I agree with you. What is interesting with that episode, I think, is Charles, when he's around people who are at a different, I guess, social status, he turns on the dirt farmer. You know, he's not like that, you know, for the most of the show. He's kind of like this sensitive, well thought out, kind of calm and collected guy. But you put him around here and it's like, I'm just a dirt farmer.
It's strange.
It's a strange thing that they will have Charles kind of turn on and off. But what about in that same vein, favorite characters and least favorite characters?
Okay, so I think that both of those are ties because it's just so hard to pick. My favorite character is obviously Charles. I think that's just a given for everybody. And then
no, Albert. It's not. It's so fun. Everyone has a different choice. Yeah.
I just love Charles so much. Like, I just feel like he's everybody's paw.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I love the character.
Yeah.
But he's
not
my favorite.
Really?
But I won't share who my favorite is, ever.
And then Albert. I really, really like Albert. I mean, I know he didn't really exist, which makes me sad, but I just love him so much.
Oh, Matthew Labrato, you have all of our hearts.
I know.
What about worst? Who's same characters? No.
No, I think my least favorites would have to be Mary and Nancy.
Oh, I love Nancy, but Nancy's the worst. That's what's so great about her. But I go through phases with Mary. Mary wins my adoration sometimes, admiration sometimes. And I don't know. Yeah, Mary's a tough one, but she knows how to yell at Buck Rogers.
He does.
Get away from my mom.
I really did not like her when she was younger, but she got a little bit better. I think she got older, but
yeah, Mary's kind of like, there's a number of scenes that come up where Laura will say, well, how come all the boys like you? It's like, I don't know. They just do. Like, you know, what are you talking about, Blue Eyes?
I know.
What are your thoughts on Laura Ingalls Wilder's books?
So I really have not read a whole lot. I mean, my mom used to read them to us when we were kids, like, you know, before we went to bed or something. But so I vaguely remember them. But I've actually been wanting to reread them.
Sure.
And I have this little app, like with the local library, where you can rent the books on audio.
Yeah, I do that all the time. It's great. Most people don't even know. Their libraries have these things. You can just download it and
it's
for like 2 months or something. It's crazy.
It's great. But that book has been on hold and someone has not returned it. So I'm still waiting to get that book. You know, I don't know why they don't have multiple audiobooks of it. But so I'm still waiting to get the first one of hers. But okay. That's my next series that I'm going to read is the Little House books. So.
Yeah, I think that they're just great, and I just love the fact that they exist. You know, they're so important, and you have the TV fans, you have the book fans, and I totally get it. But what do you get out of Little House on the Prairie today? I mean, you've explained that you were homeschooled, so it was kind of part of your, I guess, it was on the okay list of things to watch. Maybe your mom felt. And correctly felt that it did have a historical edge to it. So it's like, it's okay. But what do you get out of it today as a newly married adult?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just nostalgia. Like, I just really, really enjoy it. But then I also just really admire Charles and Caroline's relationship. Like, I just love it so much. So I think everybody, or not everybody, I'm sure, but I do, for sure. Just really admire their relationship and, you know, I know that I would never want to go back to the 1870s. Like, I mean, I enjoy the modern life.
Go back? How old are you?
No. I would never want to go and live in those times. I mean, it might be nice to visit, but then come back to modern times. But I don't know. I just really like Charles and Caroline a lot. And
now as a newlywed, do you look at their relationship a little bit like that? Like, because you grew up kind of admiring these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you look at and you think, like, you know, this is, of course, it's a fictional depiction.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now that you've put yourself in this new state of marriage, mm-hmm. which, you know, I think changes everyone when they get married. It just does. I don't know. Something clicks. Do you look at them a little bit different? Like, you kind of understand it a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because sometimes I'll joke with my husband, Nathan, and I'll just say, like, oh, you're such a Charles Ingalls, you know, because he's either, like, always building something. Like, he likes to do a lot of woodwork stuff. So
oh, awesome.
He's doing that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, man, look at you. You're being Charles Ingalls or whatever. and I love cooking, so I'm always doing something in the kitchen, so I feel a lot like Caroline a lot of the time.
Or when you mess up, you feel more like a Nelly.
That's true. Yes.
I'm just
kidding. Or Laura.
Yeah.
Overreacting.
Yeah, exactly. The stew is cold. So, Cheyenne, I want to thank you so much for coming on here and talking about Little House. It looks like we're pulling over the bridge and Walnut Grove and go in and get those new gumdrops.
Alrighty. Well, it was so much fun. I had a great time talking with you. So
yeah, me too. Thank you again. And you can find Cheyenne hanging out on the Facebook group from time to time. Yeah. And I saw the thing you posted just yesterday about the DVD set. I really that's on my like list. I have them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need another copy of them.
it's like the so books. Cool. The box is totally worth it. That's why I love it.
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. It's kind of like it's like Star Wars with me. It's like, do I really need it? Maybe if they put it in the shape of a Millennium Falcon, I might need it.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Cheyenne. Up next is Marissa. We've hitched the team and we're heading into town. And today I have Marissa Baker. How are you doing, Marissa?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this and come on this dusty ride to the Mercantile.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you could talk a little bit about who you are and a little bit about yourself and what you're all about.
Yeah, so I'm 21 years old. I'm from Tennessee, and I'm currently a college student. I'm getting a double bachelor's degree, one in real estate finance and one in financial economics. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That sounds tough. Doesn't sound like an easy path to follow.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been easy, but I'm hoping to, you know, be in the real estate process when I get out of college.
Yeah, you could sell farms to farmers like Charles. Yeah, I don't care if you can't afford it. Come on. So when did you first see Little House on the Prairie? Being that you're 21, you know, these are all, of course, reruns in your eyes.
Yeah. So because I'm young, I just recently watched the show, like, last summer.
And oh, really? So you're super new to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually got the books from my great-grandmother, and it's like those old books that smell really old.
Yeah, those are great, though. Don't you? I mean, there's something comforting about that smell, unless it's mold. If it's mold, you got to do something about that. But I think the smell you're talking about is kind of that, kind of a sweet type of pulp smell, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really know how to describe it. It's kind of its own thing.
Yeah, it's warm. It's a warm smell. It's like Ma's bread right out of the oven. Comforting.
Yes.
And do you remember the first episode you saw that made you think, hey, I'm going to watch this again. It's not as dopey as I thought it would be.
I know the first one I watched was the pilot.
Oh, really? So you went right from the beginning?
Yeah. I read all the books first, and then I watched the show, and I kind of compared them, so it was pretty cool.
So do you have a least favorite episode, and along with that, also a favorite episode. But I want to hear what your least favorite is first.
Well, my least favorite is definitely Someone Please Love Me.
Really? How come?
I don't like it. I feel like Charles is trying to, like, make a separate family for himself, and it's just, it's disrespectful to Ma.
No, I just reviewed that episode 3 days ago. It probably won't get released for a little while. And we went down some serious rabbit holes where we're like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah, it's like the way Pa is acting with that woman. I just don't like it.
Well, let me just take, you know, let me, oh wait, but I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. Something like, I don't want you to hurt your pretty hands. It's like, you can almost hear Caroline in the background, like, Charles Ingalls.
Yeah, or Mary, like, yelling at him.
Yeah, I think we even made a joke like that. It's kind of like, it's a good thing Mary doesn't see this happening, because she'd walk right up to him and say, you get away from my pa. Something like that. What about your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty, that seems to be really popular in the sense of, like, a perfect episode for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I like it so much because I read the books first, so I kind of had a background of what I thought the Laura Manley relationship was going to look like.
Now, what is your favorite era of the show? Like the modern episodes, like with, you know, Laura with the hair up or Laura with her pigtails. You know, it's basically how we separate the era, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's hard telling. I mean, I like the older ones better, but I think season 5 and 6 are probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. So you're right in the middle, like as everything is really kind of getting juicy.
Yeah, because we get to see like the Mary Adam dynamic and then Laura and Manly together. And you see, I'm saying Manly so you don't catch me on Almanzo.
I don't know who Almanzo is, but I do appreciate the Manly thing. I actually like the fact that you were only referring to him before as Manly. So if we were to pull up in front of the mercantile right now and you had the opportunity to run in and grab 3 items, what would they be? Any 3 items.
Oh, 3 items. Well,
yeah.
I know I would definitely get some sewing stuff. You know, I wish I knew how to sew.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely be like, Mom, make me some really pretty dresses. And then, what else?
It's like the Macy's of Walnut Grove. And you're like, I'll take a sewing kit.
I'll probably get some ink and paper because
okay,
I like to.
That's a nice one. Yeah, like a stationery set.
Yeah.
Anything else? I mean, a lot of people answer and they'll say, well, I don't like some candy.
I don't really like old candy. maybe, I don't know, is it like a cross stitch or something that Ma sits in a chair and does sometimes?
Yeah, what is that called? The, where it's like the hoop, right? And
yes, yes.
Might be cross stitch, yeah. Now, what about your characters? What are your least favorite and your favorite characters, even if they're one-offs?
Well, my favorite character, as I've talked about her a lot already, is Ma. Mm-hmm. She always has so much wisdom.
Sure.
And then, of course, I like Mary, too, because I feel like our personalities are very similar. As far as my least favorite, I would have to say it's Nancy.
Oh, wow. A lot of people don't like Nancy. I've come around, and I appreciate Nancy. I like her feistiness.
I just feel like she's a knockoff Nelly, you know?
You really do hate me.
I love
you really do.
Yes, I love when she says that and Nails is like, yes, I do.
You know, we get to see some of the best Nails when it comes to Nancy because nobody pushes his buttons more than that girl, you know? What are your thoughts on Laura Ingalls Wilder's books? Did you ever read them? Well, you were saying before that you have them. Did you have the opportunity to read them as a kid or?
Not as a kid. I read them this year.
Mm.
And I've read them all twice.
And do you have a favorite when it comes to all of those?
I'm not sure which one it is, but the one where Laura and Manly actually start dating is probably my favorite one.
I don't know which one that is either. I'm no expert on the books, but I'm hoping to become one. So what do you get out of Little House on the Prairie today? The whole gamut of it, you know, the whole basis of the existence of it.
Well, I just like it a lot because it kind of connects me, like I said, to my great grandmother who gave me the books to begin with. Mm-hmm. And just knowing the way that social media is today in the world, I kind of want to go back to live in that time before.
Do you know if your great grandmother was a fan of the books?
I'm sure she was because she's the one that gave them to me.
Hmm.
And they're really old, so I mean, I figure she read them. I know she watched the show a lot.
Yeah, I think that the old books are great. The art is a little bit different. It gets updated later on, and yeah, it's just a really nice artifact to have in the world of Little House on the Prairie. But I guess, you know, Marissa, I want to thank you so much for coming here. It looks like we've pulled up to the mercantile.
Can I say one more thing before we get off?
Absolutely, sure.
I have a huge question that I would love for you to ask Dean Butler at some point. For some reason, in season 9, they started making him wear suspenders, and I don't understand why they did that.
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, it's just like he was already married. He was already a dad.
I want to know if he got to keep them because, you know, he has Pa's hat. He's somebody who does collect the artifacts. Well, Marissa, again, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to come on and talk about Little House on the Prairie, please reach out to me, mark@warnergrovecast.com.
This portion of Little House on the Prairie has been brought to you by All Temperature Cheer. All Temper Cheer.
Thursday night, Orson Welles hosts a gigantic and dazzling special featuring the Soviet Union's top performers. First time on American television, highlights of the Russian Dance Festival. Followed by the award-winning true story, Farewell to Manzanar. Thursday starting at 8, 7 Central and Mountain Time on NBC. Stay tuned now for Dark Victory next.